Special Witness: Why Should We Listen to General Conference? By Elder Robert D. Hales of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles. The members of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles are special witnesses of Jesus Christ. I promise that if you will listen, you will feel the Spirit. We can hear the word of the Lord meant just for us. Through General Conference, our faith gets stronger and our testimonies grow deeper. If you pray with a real desire to hear your Heavenly Father's voice in the messages of Conference, you will find that He has spoken to you to help you. Adapted from General Conference Strengthening Faith and Testimony, Ensign, November 2013, pages 6 through 8.
A story from Elder Hale's life. Listening to the Lord. As a boy, Elder Hales loved baseball. In high school, he became the pitcher for the school's baseball team. Once, he lost 3 games in a row, 1-0. One of the games was a no-hitter. The school newspaper had an article called, "Hard Luck Hales Loses Again." Robert told his coach he was going to quit. His coach told him that he just needed to stop wearing out his arm. He was pitching fastballs before the games to show off. Robert listened. The next game he pitched so well that the other team never scored a single run. Because he listened to his coach, he was able to play better. Robert learned that listening to Heavenly Father is like that too. When we listen to Heavenly Father, we can do well. Later, when Robert was in college, his bishop called him to be the Elders' Quorum president. Robert was willing to serve, but he wasn't sure what to do. His school classes were very hard. His teachers didn't want him to do any work outside of school. He knew it would be hard to accept the calling and do well in school. He and his wife, Mary, prayed to know what to do. They listened to the Lord's answer. Robert accepted the calling and later finished school. He showed the Lord when he was young that he was willing to listen. As an apostle, Elder Hales listens and tells us what Heavenly Father wants us to hear in General Conference.
5 Facts About Elder Hales. Born in New York City on August 24, 1932. Has 2 siblings and 2 sons. The D in his name stands for Dean. Was a jet fighter pilot in the United States Air Force. Became an apostle in April 1994.
End of Special Witness. Why Should We Listen to General Conference? By Elder Robert D. Hales.